not in Egypt. It had a simple trigger. Someone suggested change, another name, some different words. From behind their table barricade, the committee eyed the restless poets and sensed the coming fusillade. A pre-planned blitzkrieg of abuse, indiscriminately fired from eager jaws by disciples of the accuracy of words. Wordfire whipped the meeting to a frenzy, igniting a shared indulgent ecstasy and burning past achievements in its wake. Tempers spiked sharply. The agitators bayed, "Deceitful and fraudulent!" Words tossed like grenades at the shock-disarmed committee, who prayed in vain for a rain on loosed emotions. Members clamoured for democracy, but held debate at bay. The pilot slowly called for calmer sniping, and the committee were riddled in the fray. Later, he declared their reluctance to form targets, the causal weakness that had lost the day. Trust fell first casualty of the trauma. Self-justification a dividing drama, but the victim of the ambush was poetry, which lost the chance to open tethered wings.